Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you with your host, Corey Smith, and co-host, Eric Howdige. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and APCO Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Director with EasyCare. Today, I'm being joined by a very special friend and guest, Jeremy Stevens from Bozarc Ford. Jeremy, welcome to Forward.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me.
I've been looking forward to having this conversation with you for months. I know you're super busy, always in demand. But before we get into this podcast, which we're going to title Service That Comes to You, Why Mobile Might Be Your Next Profit Center, tell our audience a little bit about you, the title, the company you work for, and what got you into the business.
So I'm the operations director here at Bozarc Ford. And what's crazy about when you talk about when you're talking about, you know, what got me in the business, you know, I always think back of, you know, when I was 17, 18 years old and working at a full service gas station where that's where people ran over the little rubber hose and a bell rang. And I was the teenager running out there pumping gas.
And, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's where I got in. And it was by, it was really, I wasn't made for school. I did poorly in high school and my parents forced me to go to college and they knew I wasn't college material. So the compromise was a automotive certificate at the community college at Wake Tech Community, because I probably had 1 year of school left in me and I barely made it through that 1 year because I just wanted to work.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I like cars. So that's kind of where it all started. And what's interesting about me being in mobile service now is a lot of people don't know, I left the dealership for about 2 years when I was a technician.
Oh, okay.
And so I always wanted my own business. I always wanted my own shop. And I had my own shop and it burnt down to the ground.
Oh.
I was draining the gas. I'll never forget a 1969 Mercury Cougar, and gas spilled out, hit the pilot light of a heater, and that was it.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess what I did after that?
What did you do?
I got an old junky U-Haul trailer and rounded up some tools and packed it and did mobile service for a long time. And that had to be, 18 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I hauled this little trailer behind my old beat up Suburban and went place to place working on cars out wherever the cars were. And, now coming back a full circle, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. Which totally different so, now.
So this podcast is really in your wheelhouse. Like, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait. That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that, Jeremy.
No problem. So some flashbacks. I was like, oh shoot. You know, fire was bad, but it kind of pushed me to a new direction.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What types of services work best in mobile format? And how should a dealership decide what to offer?
And here's the cool thing is, we're still out there experimenting to see how far we can go with mobile service. We've done some, this past week we did an evaporator core in somebody's driveway.
Get out.
Yes, we had an AC machine. We're just kind of pushing the boundaries. We had a technician today replace a starter in a Zuzu, one of those top cabs, the little tilt cabs that kick back. So he's putting a starter in that today. And we're really pushing the boundaries to see how far we can go to where, you know, it makes sense, it's safe, and we can get it done. Right. But we're finding out there's a lot of stuff that we can do. We do a lot of check engine lights, because one thing that our customers don't like if you brought your car into the dealership and it's like, hey, Mr. Corey, just sorry, we got to order a part and you're going to have to come back in 2 weeks. Yeah. You know, now we can send our team to your house and it's like, hey, Corey, we're going to order a part. It's going to be here. And then what we'll do, we'll actually come back and put it on, you know, at your workplace or wherever. So you don't have to drive to the dealership twice. So we're finding out a lot of little odd and ends, but how we got started was basically just doing recalls.
Okay.
And pretty much any dealership can pull their appointment list up and they can probably within 1 week slot, you'll be able to find about 10 recalls. It's like, you don't need a lift for this. This is a software update.
Yeah.
This is an inspect and replace a trim piece. So there's so many opportunities on there. So we do recalls, oil changes. Like I said, we've done starters, alternators, AC work. We have two tire vans. We've little check engine lights. We replace catalytic converters. Field, CV axles.
Wow. Let me ask, first we should say the dealership is located in Florida, right? Right outside of, is it in Jacksonville? Technically?
South of Jacksonville, St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, okay. How many trucks did you start with and how many do you have today?
So when I got here a year and a half ago, we had 7 vehicles. And we have gotten up to 41 vehicles. And that's where the opportunity is. It's crazy how much opportunity there is to really grow mobile without growing your physical footprint with brick and mortar.
And how far do you go out?
It usually depends. Usually we try to stay around about a 45-minute radius, but if we have a customer that needs us to go further, we'll go further. We have a lot of fleet accounts that they may have a hub here in St. Augustine, but they may have one, you know, in a whole nother district. And if it makes sense, we'll go there also.
Wow. Okay. What's the minimum investment a dealership needs to make to start a basic mobile service? Like starting, if I own a dealership, and I want to start mobile service, what is my initial ROI and an investment on that?
So really, the big investment is the actual van and tools. And it can either range from $75,000 to $130,000. Just depends on what type of van and what kind of setup you have. There's so many different setups and companies doing this. If you want to do like a fleet where you have a lot of oil capacity on your van, or if you just want to do recalls, you don't need any of this. You just need a laptop and how you connect to it and do work. So. And heck, you could pick up a car on the wholesale lot to do that. Probably not. That would look good, but I mean, it doesn't take much. It just kind of depends on what you want to do with it.
It's like that old saying, you just need to start. You got to do something, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got a friend down in North Carolina that's at a Chrysler store, and he texted me the other day, said, hey, I did 25 recalls mobily. And I was like, what's your setup? And it's pretty much a smaller truck with a graphic on the side, and it's just a laptop and, you know, where it could connect to the internet.
Now, do you have how many technicians are at the dealership right now? At the dealership. Yeah.
Oh, there's probably up to 150 technicians.
And then you have, I'm going to guess 40 some odd mobile technicians.
Yes.
So you're talking almost 200 total technicians in this facility.
Yep, and we've added some stuff. So here at Bozo, we have our main shop, we have our quick lane, then we have mobile, but also we went a step further and we have BTI, which is Bozarth Training Institute, where we have a second shift. So we have some students that come in about 3 o'clock, and for 2 hours they have a classroom setting, and then we have trainers out there that they'll train and actually work on cars till about midnight.
Wow, that is super impressive. I remember. This was a couple of years ago. I was at the facility, just took a big old tour with Ed Roberts, and I was impressed then. I can't wait to come back and see it now, and especially after 3 o'clock, that's got to be really cool. I don't know of any other dealerships that's doing something like that.
Yeah, we found them, and we can do up to, I believe 30 technicians in this training development program we got. And we also, with that second shift, you know, we do also, we have a PDI team that does PDIs and used cars also. So it's, you know, it's ongoing. This is what I love about Bozard. You know, it's like that driven to inspire and that innovate. It's like, you know, what can we do? And luckily for us, you know, Ed started this tech development program, which has evolved into BTI now, you know, years ago. So this is like a, you know, 10-year project that now we're reaping the fruit of it, because, you know, we train them in-house, and majority of our staff, once you tour around here, a lot of our technicians, you know, they're in their 20s. Hmm. We have a young staff, but it's pretty cool to see it all work together.
Yeah, I bet. Speaking of training, how do you train or repurpose existing staff for mobile service without really disrupting the shop workflow. Do you guys have breakout sessions before they go out on the road? How does that all work?
So the transition from our main shop to mobile, are you talking more of an employee transition?
Do you have a mobile team and do you meet with them before they go out on the road, or they just show up for work and jump in a van and go?
Yeah. So right now these guys work from 7 to 4 and they start coming around about 6:45 to 7 and getting all set up. My leadership team's out in the parking lot, just chatting with them. Once a week, we do have a huddle meeting at 7 o'clock in the parking lot. So there's a lot of interaction in the morning, you know, make sure their head's in the game and, you know, what they're doing, they're gathering their parts for their daily appointments and stuff like that. So it's a lot of, I tell people, mobile services, you're working in the future because you got to prep everything. So the parts team has to prep everything the night before. And then, you know, hopefully nobody calls in sick or, you know, there's a kind of a little scramble early in the morning, but usually it's dialed in. So we see a lot of our guys in the mornings and then we're out in the parking lot greeting them when they come back.
I just envision you waiting for them to come back in the parking lot with
where are these guys at?
Right. Welcome back. That is incredible. I absolutely love that. Now let's talk about profit, because if I'm an owner, that's the bottom line, is can I make money at this? Is it feasible? What are the real profit opportunities in mobile service, and how can dealers avoid turning it into a loss leader?
Yeah, and I get asked that question all the time. You know, that's usually the first question people go to is can you make money? Well, you know, Ford gives you money. And so that's always the go-to thing. And I will say in the beginning, it's just like any business. You're not going to make money right out the gate. You're going to have to build it, because unfortunately, the flip side of it, there's a lot of travel time with mobile service. Everybody says, oh, you're at an advantage because you're at Florida. I was like, it takes you 30 minutes to get 10 miles anywhere in Florida. And this week, the heat index is 115 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, so our guys are struggling this week. And it's like they don't see how it's profitable. And, you know, we've already exceeded last year's numbers in May.
Wow. And
so our first year, you know, we were building. We grew real fast because I needed to make a lot of mistakes real fast so I can figure all this stuff out. So we went wide open last year. This year, we've been modeling efficiency models. We got our unapplied time in check, and now it is profitable. It'll stand on its own two legs now without Ford's help with their back-end money.
Wow, okay. So if you have this number, great. If not, it's not a big deal. But how much are you making off every repair order? After travel, gas, technician, do you have that kind of dialed in? Or
that's what we're dialing in now.
Okay.
Because right now we're looking at an overall picture. Right now it's overall. And we do have that number per van of what they need to do at a bare minimum. And once you start doing the math to see what the hours you need to turn and stuff per van, and everybody's pay is going to be different. Every region is a little bit different. So my numbers are not going to match any month, but we do have our break-even number per van. You just got to do the math at your location, because every tech pays a little different. There's right. So many variables with it.
Well, it's the same thing as a shop. So if you've got 10 technicians and you want them to be 120% productive, you know how many hours each day you've got to sell.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same thing. I would think the same philosophy that you'd have with the van.
It's the same thing with the vans. And the advantage with the vans is your fleet. We do. And also, before I say that, it depends on the direction you want to go with mobile service. Here at Bozar 4, our whole thing with mobile services, we wanted to relieve our main shop capacity, because, you know, we're selling up to, you know, 900 cars a month, and we want to make sure that we can service those vehicles. So to service those vehicles, we got to be able to get cars in and out. We were weeks behind last year. I mean, we couldn't catch a break. It's like, you know, you finish all these cars and another wave of cars came in. So it was constantly, you know, getting hammered every day. Plenty of work for miles and miles. And we actually got to a point where we were almost 6 weeks behind.
Wow.
But now we got our BTI, we got mobile more efficient, and now we could get you in same day or next day, and the shop's more profitable because now I can do those recalls. I can do the special order parts where you had a big job and technician did an engine job and the customer says, hey, I got this little trim piece. Can you order that too? Instead the technician having to stop what he's doing to put this little trim piece in, we're going out and doing that. The technicians were worried in the beginning when I first got here because they thought the rule's going to take work away from them. But now they realize the work I take away from them are the ones that they don't want to do anyway. They want to do the big jobs.
Now you give them nothing to complain about now.
Yeah. It's like, because no, even when I was a technician, what drove me crazy is like you're in the middle of an engine job or in the middle of any job, and that service advisor, and the service advisor's in a bad spot. It's like, hey, I knew I told you like 3 hours ago I wasn't going to bother you anymore. Can you just do this real fast?
Yeah, right. Okay.
So that's letting our technicians stay in their bay more. And if you multiply that, so at our peak time, we can do, I think our record is 109 repair orders in one day in mobile service.
Wow.
So I look at it as I took 100 vehicles that didn't require a lift or anything and just opened the main shop up to do more work that generated more income.
That's amazing. So let me toss out this, and I don't know if this has ever happened, but let's say a customer knows nothing that you do mobile service. They come into the main shop, they get service work done, and they need, I don't know, just a part, right? And then they see that you do mobile service. They're like, well, I want to order that part, but I want you to come install it at my house. Has that happened?
Oh, yes. That happens. That happens quite often.
Does it?
And our staff encourages it. So it's like, hey, you know, it looks like you got a special order part. And good news is we can go out to your house or your business and put this in for you. Because they know that customers do not like coming to a dealership.
Yeah, they'd rather have a root canal than come to the dealership.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, even as nice as this facility is and everything we have, they don't want to have to hustle of just driving here and then, you know, having to go through the service drive, talking to an advisor, and then having to be picked up or dropped off or loan a car. It's a lot of process. Nobody's excited about that.
But I would be a little bit more excited because you have the Ford restaurant right on premises.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll grab a beer. Just come wake me up when I'm done.
but the challenges we have now is these mobile technicians have built such a great relationship with customers. It's not really a problem. But now they want the same technician to come back the next time. So that throws a whole dynamic in, you know, trying to schedule that technician for that slot and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool from where I sit to see it starting to work out where the CSI is great. And now the customer wants Patrick, they want Brandon, they want all these guys. That's the only person they want to come back to their house and work on their vehicles.
Well, people buy from people they know, love, and trust. So it does make sense that they want to see the same person. This kind of leads me into my next question that just popped into my head is that are certain technicians part of a daily route? They go to the same route all the time, every day?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So one, the software that we picked, there's some software that kind of zones them out. This guy's going to be in this area. I wanted more flexibility on that. So, you know, we may have a guy that goes to this place one day, but he's in a totally different area the next day. So okay. It's a surprise every day for the guys and what direction they're going to be.
It's the Forrest Gump. Life's like a box of chocolates.
Right. That's right. Just don't know what you're going to get till you see your schedule in the morning.
I gotcha. Okay. Switching gears a little bit. How can mobile service support parts and F&I product sales in your mind? I know you guys haven't talked about that yet, but that's something that I really think that, you know, if you look at it further and take a deeper dive as a next thing, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we've been talking about it too, because I know some dealerships have already done the finance piece where it's a, you know, it's a mobile service package. You know, I've talked to some of them that's like, hey, you know, maybe we should do a VIP, you know, a white glove mobile service package and stuff like that. So, and that's the cool thing. It's like, it's so new. There's no telling what you could do with this because customers like the convenience part.
Yeah. I mean, look at Amazon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go to the traditional store. I'll just look it up on Amazon. Even if it's more money, I will get it because I don't have to go anywhere. I asked one of my friends yesterday who knows nothing about automotive. I said, I'm talking to Jeremy and we're going to talk about mobile service. And she's like, what's that? I said, they come out to your house, do an oil change and a tire rotation. She's like, stop it. I said, would you pay more money for that? And she said, yes, I would. I hate going to the dealership. It takes so much time. And then I've got to squeeze in work in between it. And then I've got to pick up my kids. And she just goes on and on and on. And I was like, exactly. So if an oil change is, let's round numbers, $100 at the dealership, and it's actually $150, you know, outside of the dealership, I think people would pay more for it. I know I would.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have feedback that tells us that customers is like, our customers tell us, it's like, man, I can't believe it's that price. You should charge more because you're doing it at my house and stuff. and it's amazing the feedback that you do get, because that's what I hear more often. This, I was at a chamber event. And, you know, you got to give your little 30-second pitch. And I was like, hey, who, raise your hand if you love going to the dealership.
Nobody. Crickets, right?
And I was like, raise your hand if you would like, you know, mobile service to come to you. And all of them raised their hands because they just think it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. And it's funny that you started it back 18 years ago. And you're right. It has come full circle for you. This is perfect. How does mobile service impact... Well, let's talk about CSI or retention and get into that feedback that you're getting from the customer that we can share with dealers.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. So we have gotten over 800 perfect surveys so far this year from mobile service.
Wow. Okay.
And as a manager at a dealership, it is a breath of fresh air to get good feedback from mobile service, especially when they call them out by name. You know, it's like, Brad was great. He was professional. He told me about the stuff I may need to look at on my car and stuff like that. So it has created this old school customer service back again. And it's exciting to see when the guy, especially when the technicians brag about this customer, it's like, hey, this customer is so cool. They had a collection of cars. You know, he showed me his garage of all his classic cars or dirt bikes or whatever. So it's pretty cool to have that technician back. And it reminds me of my old gas station days where, you know, not only did I pump gas there, but I changed the oil. And this was back in the 90s, and customers kind of just stood underneath the lift. It was kind of common behavior. There was no kind of caution or anything back then. And it's like, you had to talk to the customer and you know, you could show them stuff and they just thought they were part of the crew. And that's what's translating now is, you know, some of the guys that never had the opportunity to even look, what does it look like with your car with the tire off? What is a brake pad? Yeah. And our technician's going, it's like, hey, you know, this is your brake rotor. These are your pads. This is what we're looking at. And it's pretty cool to hear the stories from our technicians, how they're, you know, telling the customers how their car works and stuff like that. And I love that part. It's been cool to see it.
That's so valuable. And I'll tell you a quick story is that I needed to get my car detailed. I got a new puppy and she sheds and is just all full of dog hair. And I looked at a number of different places to get it detailed. I found a gentleman that comes to your house and does it. I was like, well, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
He charged me $180 to do an interior clean. And he was at my house for like 3 or 4 hours. I would walk out there periodically saying, wow, it looks great. Do you need some water? Is there anything I can get for you? Right. Just trying to be hospitable. Right. But I gotta tell you, I was blown away by that.
It is. It's pretty cool. And what I tell people, this may not be the way to say it, but customers are a lot nicer at home than, because it seems like when they get to the dealership, they're aggravated because it's like, you have messed up my routine. I've had to drop my kids off. You know, now I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pick my kids up because I don't know how long the car you're gonna, you know, have my car for. But customers, it amazes me, you know, like you said, they'll bring out water. You know, their kids are wanting to see what's going on. They just think it's cool. There's somebody working on a car because they've seen all these car shows. And what I love is when the technician lets them, you know, tighten their tires up with the impact gun. And it's like, they just think they're in the NASCAR pit crew at that point, you know, and it's pretty cool to see the kids light up. Because I was at a customer's house and I was like, hey, you want to tighten the tire up? And then, you know, he looked at his dad and was like, yeah, do it. And he just thought that was the coolest thing. Yeah. You know, he'll be able to hit the little impact and tighten up all the tires and stuff like that. So it brings this whole interaction to it.
Yeah. And I think meeting the customer where they're at is a perfect philosophy to have, right?
No.
What's one creative way dealerships are marketing their mobile service to stand out from the competition? Have you seen some cool things that you're like, man, I like that?
Yeah. And we do a lot of social media posts, you know, just having the vans. You know, I did one yesterday with, you know, I was out there with a technician and just kind of introduced what we do in people's driveways and stuff like that. And plus, you just have a rolling billboard around everywhere. When you're in a neighborhood, some of our neighborhoods, they have hundreds of houses. So our technicians has business cards because every day you know, say, hey, do you work on this? Do you do that? And you know, they're just building business, just driving through neighborhoods.
Right. So will you work on things other than Ford?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we try to do a little bit of everything with it and just being out. So I encourage our guys to, if they go to a restaurant, they park near the highway. So the van's there.
Yeah.
We actually encourage them to take a picture of the van at the restaurant and give them a Google review with the van pictured in it, you know, to get more exposure. So just using what you have. I had a technician have an idea of doing a parade. It's like, hey, let's just meet up somewhere about 2 o'clock and let's get all 40 of our vans lined up and let's just do like a little cruise through St. Augustine and just like, you know, when you see the army with all their Humvees, it just draws so much attention. I was like, that actually be pretty cool.
let's do that. I like that. That's good. How do you measure success in mobile service? What are the KPIs that dealerships should track?
So we do track CSI. We track gross profit. It's pretty much the basic things of a regular repair shop. One target that we do have is, you know, we try to do on average 4 ROs a day. Because our numbers are a little bit different than everybody else, because everybody said 4 is not that many. You know, ours is doing 8 a day, and a lot of people focus on fleet. And fleet is, you know, fleet is wonderful. It does. You can go to one spot and do about 8 to 15 jobs a day.
Yeah.
On the retail side, because we're relieving shop capacity, you may do a diagnostic and you may only can do 2 or 3 a day. And sometimes, you know, like the evaporator core, he can only do 1 a day. So on average of all our vans, you know, we try to hit 4 a day and we feel like that's a win for us.
That's awesome. Okay. I like that. What's the biggest mistake dealers make when launching mobile service and how can they avoid it?
So the ones that are struggling with it are the ones that only got one toe in the water, basically. They find a good service advisor and say, hey, can you do this also? It's like they never fully commit to it. And the ones that are winning in mobile, they have their own mobile service advisor. It's like they have their own team within a team. It's set up just like a quick lane or express lane inside a dealership. They have their own team. They have their own measurables. And that's when I see it work. The ones that are trying to add the task to someone else, it works, but it doesn't work where it should. So that's the one mistake I do see, is not being fully committed or not having leadership fully committed to it.
Okay. I like that. So let's get a little silly here. Let's get to know Jeremy a little bit. when you're not at work, what are you doing? What does Jeremy like to do?
Man, I'm probably the most boringest person you'll meet. So now that we're in Florida, yeah, I like to relax on the beach. You know, I'm close to the beach now.
Okay.
But most of the time, I'm helping my wife in her business. She has a travel advisor business that she books travel. So I helped them on that. You know, we got, I got five boys.
Holy cow. How old are they?
Oh my goodness. So the oldest one's 32, 28, 24, and we got twin boys that are 20.
Wow. Okay.
And got my first grandkid, and guess what it is?
A boy.
It's another boy.
You wait. Somebody's going to have a girl and you're going to be done. You're going to need to retire. Let me tell you, I have a daughter and it'll change your world, man.
If I have a granddaughter, she'll be spoiled rotten for sure. But yeah, so you know, and we always try to find something to do. I love leadership stuff. So I'm always doing a lot of coaching and stuff like that on the side because all my kids are, they're grown now.
Yeah.
So now my wife and I are in this spot where it's like, well, shoot, what do you want to do?
Right. That's so awesome. I love that. Yeah. Well, we're right up against the time, Jeremy. What are three takeaways in your mind from this episode that an owner, a GM, service director, even service advisors can take away and put into action at their dealership today?
So the first thing is, I always challenge people, look through your appointment list now and just see what opportunities you have right in front of you. Because chances are you're probably a couple weeks behind, backed up in the shop. What could you take away on your existing plate to kind of map out if mobile could help or not? And then if it looks good and everybody's bought into it, then commit to it. Come up with a plan and commit to it and just start with one van. One tech, one advisor, one van. And that's pretty much all it takes. And then you'll really be able to see how you could scale it from that. Because dealerships are good at scaling. They know how to do it. So just got to commit to it.
I love it. How can people get in touch with you?
Either through usually LinkedIn, Facebook, reach out to me and those are usually my popular platforms.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate that. EasyCare is a total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealership. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Jeremy, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question, like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This was fun.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with Corey Smith. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.